This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. I've got some really valuable inside baseball to share with you from the laboratory analytical science angle on the food industry and even the CBD and hemp industries. The reason I have this inside baseball is because every once in a while I go attend usually a week-long training on various mass spec instrumentation. And in these classes, which are very high-level classes, usually I'm the only one in the class without a PhD, for example. Everybody else has gone through academia. They've got PhDs and they're already working as chemists or, you know, physical chemists and or in materials science companies or pharmaceutical companies or what have you. But during these classes, I always get a chance to talk to other chemists who are also running mass spec instruments for their employers. And some of them are doing synthetic chemistry and some of them are doing some organic chemistry. One guy was in the hemp industry. Another guy one time I met was in a pharmaceutical company. There's a lot of pharmaceutical companies that do this kind of thing as well for quality control. So I get to hear a lot of real stories from these other chemists who are working inside other companies. And I wanted to share some of that with you. And so, by the way, in case you're not familiar, my lab is called CWC Labs. It's at cwclabs.com. And I am a published scientist. I'm co-author of one paper published in the LCGC journal for the quantitation of cannabinoids in hemp extracts. And I've done a lot of other research, some that we published in-house, such as water heavy metals testing for municipal water samples, hundreds of those, in fact. I'm also the author of the book Food Forensics, where we tested many, many foods for heavy metals. Off the shelf, you know, products, dog food, snacks, spices, things like that. So anyway, one of the big things that I'm hearing is repeatedly is the sloppiness of many of the labs that exist out there, especially ones that are associated with the EPA and government agencies. They're very, very sloppy and doing things like calculating signal to noise ratios. They're not very rigorous in how they do that. And there's a lot of manipulation I'm hearing from various labs and various government agencies about how they can present almost any data they want to, quote, prove something, such as in Flint, Michigan, when we saw them covering up the heavy metals poisoning, the lead poisoning in the water supply there. They were able to use government science to show that the water was clean and safe, when in reality, it was very heavily contaminated. And a lot of the same kind of fraudulent science is happening with the EPA, which, let's face it, is one of the largest polluters in America. They routinely cause massive pollution. For example, they polluted the Animas River from the Gold King Mine incident. That was just a year ago or so. The EPA also allows widespread pesticide pollution and agricultural chemical pollution, and they rubber stamp it. They say it's okay, as well as the USDA. So many of these government agencies now have become big-time polluters, or they've become regulators that rubber stamp pollution. And as a result, they have to routinely engage in fake science in order to support their decisions, which are really bad science decisions. But because these agencies are corrupt and they're colluding with often agricultural chemical companies, they have to run a lot of bad science or fake science in order to be able to justify their bad decisions. So that's a truth that I see face to face inside the industry with a lot of examples of that coming forth. It's fascinating to me that the science that we do at CWC Labs is so much better than anything the EPA does, by the way. I would put our lab techniques, our methods, our integrity up against the EPA any day, no question about it. Now, the other big theme that's very important here to understand is that there's a lot more wishy-washiness in the way government agencies test things, or even private labs test things, than you might suspect. So I can hand you, let's say, an off-the-shelf CBD product, you know, cannabinoids from hemp extract that my lab tests, let's say, and we might say it's, let's say 500 micrograms per milliliter of CBD and 250 micrograms per milliliter of CBDA and maybe some other cannabinoids. Let's say you've got a total of 1 milligram per milliliter. Well, that would be high, but anyway, let's just say it's 500 total for all the cannabinoids per mil. That's a pretty potent sample. Now, I could hand that to another lab, and depending on the techniques that they use or their experience or knowledge or lack thereof, they might report that as only 200 micrograms per milliliter, or they could report it as 1,000. They could easily report something very different from what we report. And in many cases, because of what are called matrix effects, which can include other ingredients such as MCT oil, which is very frequently used in CBD products, you know, MCT oil from coconuts, medium chain triglycerides. This oil causes a rather severe ion suppression in mass spec analysis. And even though a lot of labs prefer to use UV signal instead of mass spec signals, some labs use mass spec, and there are other forms of matrix suppression as well that can suppress a UV signal. The point is that even the FDA, if they test it, they might not get the same number that a competent lab gets, depending on what methods they are using and depending on the competency of their lab technicians and how well they know how to pipette or how refined they are in their techniques. And you see, the FDA, because the FDA runs a very large laboratory, of course, or multiple labs, and because they are required to do a tremendous amount of testing looking for many, many different contaminants and compounds, they don't have the experience typically of a lab that specializes in one or two compounds, just by the nature of what their specialty is or what their focus is. So the FDA is required, in essence, to be an expert on every chemical, whereas a lab like us, like CWC Labs, we might be experts in things like glyphosate or certain pesticides or cannabinoids and so on, a very limited set. So the FDA often, even though they try hard to be as accurate as they can, they may be behind on the most up-to-date methods that give more accurate results. And as a result, the FDA's analysis may not be the most accurate analysis that exists in the industry. So that's something to keep in mind. Not that the FDA really publishes a lot of their analysis results, but if they did, you would find they would vary substantially from the private specialty labs that in many ways can tend to be a lot more accurate. So those are just some things to keep in mind. You can stay informed on all of this at one of my websites, scientific.news. And also, of course, we've got ingredients.news, which covers food ingredients and sometimes contaminants. So check those out. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. My main website is naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.